Support for Food for Thought comes from Metropolitan Market's Holiday Handbook, with suggestions on when to brine, wine pairings, and 30 more tips, hints, and recipes. All the ingredients for holiday entertaining in the Holiday Handbook, available at metropolitan-market.com.
Hey, Stein. While everybody's out doing all that, you know, your favorite holiday shopping, it got me thinking. If you could stuff your own Christmas stocking with kitchen gizmos, what might they be?
Well, as you know, Nancy, I'm not much on gizmos. But if I could, I'd want one of those kitchen torches.
Why?
Because, Nancy, last week you said you could not make that Maria Hines porcini creme brulee recipe come out. And I looked up a recipe. I want to give it a try and show you up. But I don't have a torch. I could go out to DeGroote's studio and use her oxyacetyl and welding rig. But I don't think that'd be too good of an idea.
Okay, I'm going to buy you one.
Okay.
What else? Anything else?
A couple of other things I would recommend would be a set of microplane graters. Those things are really cool.
Excellent.
And for Nick Morrison's wedding, we got him a mini processor. I love my little mini processor. I've had it for a couple of years, and it took DeGroote years to get me to use any kind of a food processor. I got years and years put in here getting great knife skills. I'm not going to just let them atrophy while I use a mini processor. But boy, I'm glad I've got that thing, and my knife skills can atrophy all they want. And the only other thing I might mention would be a set of steak knives.
Steak knives. That's a great idea. Did you have a particular brand in mind?
Well, I was looking some up on Amazon, and I was amazed to see they have the Ginsu steak knives. And they
were, Seriously,
and they were getting pretty good reviews. There's always a couple of sore heads, just like there always is in an Amazon or a Netflix review. But most of the people said, hey, you know, sure, they're not going to last more than a couple of years. But on the other hand, they're really cheap, and they're pretty sharp. So who knew?
If someone were going to stuff my stocking with things I didn't already have but wanted, I might say, what about that Red Boat fish sauce? I love that stuff. I gave you some of that, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
It's delicious.
It's really
yeah.
superior.
Well, you know, I might also suggest, if I didn't already own them, those little silicone bands. They're like rubber bands, and you can use them to truss a chicken or put around a roast. You know, if your hair's getting in the way and you're cooking, those are handy for that, too.
And you can make perfectly circular fried eggs with them.
What a good idea, if you were so inclined.
Yeah, if you were.
I like those tiny little measuring cups. They're for a few ounces. They've got teaspoon measurements. I have ones that are hold maybe half a cup and have all different types of measurements on the side, and also the tiny little kind of shot glass versions. Those would go great in a stocking. Silpat or some Silpat generic, something like it. Before I had those things, I don't know how I baked.
Or you could just simply get somebody 400 yards of parchment paper.
Nice. Costco has that.
You'd need a big stocking, but...
Hey, what about, and for a big stocking, giant ice cube trays. Have you gone to these groovy bars where that you have a cocktail and you have one large ice cube? I'm getting some of those from Mac, but don't tell anybody.
I don't go to groovy bars. I do all my drinking at home alone.
Speaking of drinking at home, do you ever go to people's houses and, you know, they know a lot about wine or they like fine wine and they serve it to you in really lousy glasses? I would suggest making sure those people have a couple of nice thin-lipped wine glasses.
Any guests at our house are getting their wine in old peanut butter jars, so you're barking up the wrong tree here. Eaters, any suggestions you might have? Those are ours for Christmas stocking stuffers for cooks and eaters. If you have any suggestions, let everybody else benefit from them, too, at kplu.org. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy
Santa Baby
Leeson, I'm Dick the Cheapskate Stein.